It's 5 degrees and sunny at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Dan Taylor. For the USA election, on the eve of the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump is hoping for a win. ABC's White House correspondent Jonathan Carl has more on the potential of that happening.
They have to basically run the table on all of the toss-up states, including New Hampshire, where, by the way, there is a new poll out today that shows Hillary Clinton with an 11-point lead. But even if they do that, he still only has 263 electoral votes, not enough to win. That's why they have to carry one of these states up in the Rust Belt, up in the Midwest. So, you know, if they can do that, if he can find a way to take, for example, Michigan, he gets to 279 and he can win.
Clinton still appears to hold an edge over Trump in the campaign's final stretch. More than 41 million Americans have already cast their ballots early in the voting. More on the election. Hillary Clinton will be making a few stops in the presidential battleground states today before all the important election tomorrow. She is telling reporters that we're just going to work until the last vote is counted. At an airport outside of New York City on Monday, Clinton said that she wants to be the president for those who vote for her and for those who don't, although she thinks there is still work to be done in bringing the country together. Clinton vows that she will get a lot done if she defeats rival Republican Donald Trump, stating that she has a big agenda ahead of us. Pittsburgh, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Philadelphia, and Raleigh, North Carolina were the spots in which the Democratic presidential nominee was campaigning. Donald Trump has stopped tweeting days before the presidential election. Reports said that Trump's staff had stopped him from tweeting. President Barack Obama talked about the report at a voter rally in Florida, telling the crowd that anyone who can't be trusted with a Twitter account shouldn't be trusted with control of America's nuclear weapons. Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, put a halt on the report, stating that the claims are false. Students from Centennial Secondary School are going to experience a once-in-a-lifetime event as they travel to France for the 100th anniversary of Vimy Ridge. Nick Olgen has the story.
Next year, staff and students from Centennial Secondary School will bring history to life as they visit the Vimy Ridge Memorial in France. Dwayne Woodcock is one of the teachers going on the trip. He says that when students witness Canadian history in person rather than being taught it, they will have a better understanding of its significance.
Canadian contributions to World War I and World War II are pretty big, right? So for us to take the students to show them what we're teaching is, like I said, something that is so far and beyond what you can read about in a textbook. To actually see and be there to witness it, I think is going to be amazing.
Amy McConnell is also a teacher at the school. She spearheaded the trip and says that when she begins planning trips like this one, it's all about making sure the students get the most out of the experience.
For me, I really like to expose kids to things that are historical and important and things they should know about and things that are going to impact their lives. So that's why I choose the specific ones I do.
The group of 35 will be traveling overseas next April for 10 days and will get to become a part of history during the monumental recognition of the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Nick Ogden, QNET News, Belleville.
The Belleville Public Library are holding a storyline event twice a week for 3 to 5 year olds. Sophie Dudley has the story.
Four. A crowd of preschoolers sat on the colorful carpet of the program room on Wednesday morning. Their giggles and squeals filled the halls of the library. The Storytime event goes for about an hour, with the first 30 minutes being filled with storybooks and interactive songs. At the end, the kids have the opportunity to do a craft. Bridget Crowley, one of the attendees at the Storytime event, said she comes with her children every week.
It's a nice routine for the kids. It teaches them before they're ready for school to have to sit and listen and pay attention, and it's nice entertainment for them.
Studies show children who lack a strong foundation of language awareness and literacy skills early in life are more likely to fall behind in school. Shared parent-child book reading leads to higher reading achievement in elementary school, as well as a greater enthusiasm for reading and learning. The library also holds events for babies on Thursday mornings.
Happy Engine Over Show, hooray!
Hooray!
Happy Engine Over Show, hooray!
Hooray!
Happy Engine Over, then you really want to show it. If you're happy Engine Over Show, hooray!
Hooray!
Sophie Dudley, QNET News, Belleville.
Quinty Immigration Services has been operating in Belleville since 1986, helping new immigrants make the transition to Canada. With the new surge of Syrian refugees flooding into the region, much of the attention has been helping them settle in. Leah Den Hartog has the story.
Since December of last year, around 28,000 Syrian refugees have moved to Canada looking for a new life. The area already has 68 refugees moved in. The Quinney Immigration Services works towards helping these new families settle in. Orlando Farrow is the executive director of QIS. He says the programs that they run work well within the Belleville region.
There is a lot of shortage in terms of labor in the area. I just recently have been in a meeting. Right now, today, there is a need of 500 jobs. Let's make sure that the people who are here already get the employment. And if not, then let's bring other people who might be interested in those jobs to get those jobs.
In terms of jobs, the program Farmers Feed the World is used to help give opportunities to Syrian refugees coming to Canada. Refugees haven't received any jobs from the program as of yet, but more than 100 have registered. A recent study conducted by Environics Institute showed 80% thought refugees were a positive impact on our economy.
If we put ourselves in their shoes, and if your country is being bombed, and there's nowhere to go, and you're seeing all your relatives being killed, they need to go somewhere. And I think that's a Canadian thing of being generous and open up the doors and try to help them. I think it's a very positive thing.
The Quinte area is still waiting for two more Syrian families to move to the area. But because of processing, they have yet to be allowed to start their new lives in Canada. Leah Denhartog, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
Want a university degree? Start with a diploma at Loyalist College, then transfer directly into more than 70 university degree programs. Find out more about diploma to degree options during Loyalist College Open House this Saturday from 1 till 4. By starting at Loyalist College, you can shorten your degree program by up to 2 years. You'll save living and tuition costs and gain practical experience. Visit Loyalist College Open House this Saturday from 1 till 4 and enter a draw for a $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Taylor with QNET News Sports. The Loyalist men's basketball team traveled to Peterborough on Thursday night, defeating the Fleming Knights in an 82-73 decision. Ty Chapman recorded a team-high 19 points to help the Lancers to their second win of the season. The Lancers look to continue their winning ways at home this Friday as they take on Seneca College at 8 p.m. In volleyball news, both Loyalist teams traveled to the nation's capital on Friday for a pair of games against the Algonquin Thunder and Lacede Coyotes. The women's team beat Algonquin 3-2 and lost to Lacede 3-1, while the men's team also split their decisions, beating Algonquin 3-2 while falling to Lacede by a score of 3-2. In hockey news, the Picton Pirates went head-to-head with Amherst View on Sunday night, losing in a close game by a score of 5-3. The Picton Pirates' next game is at a home game Thursday versus the Port Hope Panthers. Come out and support your local Junior C hockey team. In MLS news, Eastern Conference Final will be an all-Canadian affair between the Toronto FC and the Montreal Impact. Toronto beat New York FC 5-0 at a Yankee Stadium last night to win the two-game series 7-0, while Montreal topped the New York Red Bulls 2-1 for a 3-1 aggregate win. Montreal will host their first leg of the conference final at Olympic Stadium on November 22nd. After thumping New York City FC with a 5-0 win on Saturday's second leg of the MLS Eastern Conference semifinal, Toronto FC captain Michael Bradley says he can't wait to take on the Montreal Impact in the two-legged conference final.
Two unbelievable games, two games in incredible atmospheres. The history, the rivalry, the dislike between the two clubs, the two cities. You couldn't write it up any better.
Toronto defender Drew Morris says the whole team delivered in a lopsided 5-0 win over New York City FC, completing a 7-0 aggregate victory in the MLS Eastern Conference semifinal.
I wasn't expecting it. I knew we were ready for it. We were up for it. I think the first goal was huge for us. And everything went right for us. I think we created our own luck. We created bounces to go our way. And everybody turned in a complete performance tonight.
That's it for sports. Forecast is next. Today, sunny high 13. Tonight, clear low plus 5. Tuesday, November 8th, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. Wind becoming southwest 20 kilometers early in the afternoon, high 13. Cloudy with 70% chance of showers, low 8. At 12:10, it's 5 degrees and sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Dan Taylor. QNET News 91X, next at 1 o'clock.